Welcome to VG Times 3, the internet's only source for video game news and trivia.
Everybody, welcome back to VG Times 3, voted the number one internet radio show in the business by family and friends. Tonight on the show, what's got No Man's Sky players steamed? Metal Gear is definitively missing something, and will we soon find beloved PewDiePie jacking it on the corner of San Francisco? Tonight, I'm your host, Rise Like Phoenix. I'm with Mr. Giant Shock.
What's going on, Dan?
Max Barracuda.
What's up?
Also known as Brian and Pete. Just so everyone knows.
AKA the names we'll be referring to each other by.
Probably.
For the rest of the show.
Yeah.
We go in and out of the
I do that online, too. I fucking, when I'm playing with somebody, if I know their real name, it's half and half.
No, because it's like if you see the name above their character, you'll just say whatever that is.
Okay, you know what it depends on? Actually, if the other team can hear me, I try and keep your real name private because you can kind of go on the attack with that. Nobody likes it when the aggressive other team starts hitting you with real names. Yeah. You never like that.
Well, once you got a real name, then you got an in to make fun of that kid. Yeah. You're like, oh, Paul, huh?
I'm pretty sure that's elven magic. Once you have the real name of someone, you could just do foul things.
Verbally.
Anyway, what's got your console humming this week? What are you hot about this week?
Two things. A market date, October 11th. Two of my favorite franchises are coming out of the game. Mm-hmm. WWE 2K17, which I talked about last week, and Gears of War 4. It's 4, right? It's not
4. It's officially not 4.
Official. Right. Yeah. It's hard.
They released
the new Gears of War is coming.
They released on IGN. They released a preview of the Horde mode, and they only released like maybe like 10 seconds, but it was Zombie Dom, which is a DLC character that you can get if you pre-order the game early, which meh.
Zombie Dom.
Yeah. Nah. And they
a little too sad for me.
Yeah.
The Zombie Maria. Nah, I'm not into it.
No, just regular Maria before she died. Just like,
or like the one, yeah, right before she died.
Like, straight out the pot, Maria. Like a
potato woman.
She's catatonic. Like, but anyway, it's, they show they're carrying a big like trunk, and the trunk gives out weapons and stuff like that. But I'm only speculating. But it looks like the there's a trunk, and like every level you it'll give you a brand new weapon to get. Also, that now in the new Gears of War there's going to be.
A trunk, like a steam case, like a carrying case.
Yeah,
right?
A carrying case. Two of the guys. To
I was thinking Kevin Hart, like, don't make me go outside and pop the trunk on these.
No, it's not a, like, it's not a Cadillac. There also is a cover that gets blown away now. So
Always love that.
Yeah, well, the only game that really, really had it well was
Battlefield.
But that game always sucks. So
I
wanted
it
really
in Titanfall. Yeah.
Well, Titanfall 2 is coming out soon.
I know. That's what I'm going to be talking about. That's what I'm hot about.
But anyway, Gears of War, the cover is going to be, you can blow it away now. So that's going to be actually cool. So you can't just sit there and hide in a spot, and it's like you just have like a lancer battle. Like you can blow that cover away. I imagine that the higher weapons will blow them away quicker. So if you get like a power weapon, like a boomer, maybe the cover might only like
the torque bow.
The torque bow or the boomer or any of those weapons might only just like not kill you at that point. Might just make you red and you have to run away. So like I'm not positive how the cover is going to work necessarily in this game. I noticed in the previews of the game that there's these like robots instead of cogs. Like there's a robot army that the cogs have made to fight the locusts.
Right.
And they got a cool little mask, kind of like Carmine, but a little bit different. And it looks kind of cool.
Do they all look the same?
Yeah.
You thinking they'll be like bots?
Yeah. I think it'll be like bots. I'm not positive if they're gonna be like the third army type thing like the flood was and the
if they're gonna like turn on us and then all of a sudden they're gonna get all
it's
Terminator
like
on
it's us versus locust, but then all of a sudden these robots come in. It's only speculation. I've only seen like a little bit of it.
Did you see any cogs and robots going at it, or you just kind of saw
robots?
I
saw the multiplayer mostly because that's what I'm most invested in.
Oh, multiplayer doesn't count for the story. I know.
Yeah, so I'm not 100% on that. But the game graphically looks amazing. If you go back to...
I can't get TikTok from the second Wizard of Oz out of my head. Like, I don't know, just a little chubby little doofus.
Dude, it's way better than that.
Is it?
Way better than TikTok.
I hope so.
And the game comes out October 11th. It looks like it's going to be dynamite. I love all the Gears of War so far. Can't wait to pick up that one. And then WWE finally, 2K17, finally released its full lineup. They added all the girls that they didn't put in last time. For whatever reason, they didn't have any of the girls in the game. The girls are a big part of the show now. Mm-hmm. So it was left lacking. Like, and they didn't even have real character molds. Like, they just basically, they didn't scan them at all. So they looked bogus. It looked stupid. But now they're all in.
Legit? Do they have legacies? Can I finally get a little revenge on Macho Man for Miss Elizabeth?
Well,
you can't smacking him around a little bit.
You could, but Hogan's not in the game, so they kicked that banana hammock guy out of there.
Yeah,
so.
That was not cool, Hogan. I hope you learned your lesson. earning billions of dollars off that video.
Well, he only earned millions, and his wife took half. Mm-hmm. So I mean, and he missed out on that foreman
money. Ran off
money.
With that younger dude.
Half a millions is still millions.
enough
to shut down Gawker.
I don't remember how much that was. What, 100 million?
It was. Oh, he got like 100. He paid. He's eating. Yeah. He's getting that bread. Yeah. But they showed some previews of the game. There's a backstage fight that they brought back from, you know, that was back in the day. Now they brought it back.
I watched that video.
Mm-hmm. It looks seamless.
Yeah, I went home and watched that video too after you talked about it.
Yeah. Oh, I talked about it last week. I didn't remember.
Yeah, the back room. Yeah.
Looks that looks great. There's
Pete and I kind of shit on it, but that's
when you see it, it's a lot better.
Yeah, it was.
But that game comes out the 11th and of October. And the thing I'm kind of annoyed about is that I pre-ordered it, right? And they're like, pre-order, you usually get all the characters. But the thing is, they released the characters in WWE game a little bit early to you if you pre-ordered.
2016, there's no reason to pre-order anymore.
Well, I'm telling you why. They give you
several. My 7-Eleven sells new video games.
Well, I don't buy games. Well, I pre-order my Xbox. I only do digital at this point.
Did you pre-order it anywhere that? Oh, so you pre-ordered on Xbox?
On Xbox. Now,
did they promise you somebody that?
No, yeah, you get the with the pre-order, you get all the DLC, like all the packets that are going to come out and stuff like that. But my problem is that they had this thing called the NXT bundle, and now they kind of screwed all the people who pre-ordered it digitally because I don't get Nakamura, which is like one of the best characters.
Is that offered through a brick and mortar store? Like,
yes,
there's
only very few copies of it there. Right. It's like $120. You get a signed piece of the map by Nakamura. You get a signed picture by a figure of Finn Balor. There's a whole bunch of shit. Plus, you get three wrestlers. You get Nakamura, Apollo Crews, and who's that chick? Nia Jax. Now you don't get those.
So return it. Call up Xbox and get your refund.
But I don't want it. I don't want a physical copy of it. Is my problem.
Well, then you don't get the other shit.
I'm going to have to wait for it, which is a big pain in my ass.
It's pre-order bonus shit or, like, exclusivity by where you buy it. I hate it.
Some of the bonus stuff is dope. Like, the Pip-Boy for Fallout, that was cool. But
do you need it? Why can't I just have all the characters?
Well,
you're paying $60 for a game. Just let give you the characters. Or at least make them DLC.
Well, if you got all the DLC coming to you, you probably paid more than $60, right?
Yeah, I paid
you paid for Season Pass combined, right?
So it's 25 plus, probably like $80-$90.
Yeah, all right.
All together. But like, I play that game a lot, so it's not a big deal.
It's worth it on a game you play a lot. Yeah.
But that's kind of a bummer that I have to wait now until that DLC pack comes out, which is probably like a month after the game.
It's not worth it on a game you play a lot. I'm sorry. They always offer it in sections. Like even Batman, which everybody knows, I'll play every downloadable content that they have. I just buy it in stride when it comes out.
Okay, well, what if one of the characters was this guy, Shinsuke Nakamura, which is equivalent of like one of the best characters in there.
Batman
like,
would kick that guy's ass.
No, but I'm saying they didn't put the Joker in the game, but you could buy him, you know, his whole thing. On DLC.
Yeah, all right. If they were holding back.
That's why they put one of the coolest characters and it's his first game ever.
That is not cool in a wrestling game.
No, it's not.
You know, if they want to hide some skins or something like that in something, if they want to let me be Batman Beyond, let's say.
Put in some scrub wrestlers that I can get early. You know, like, why do I have to take one of the best, coolest new guys? Everyone's looking to play as this guy. He's usually a popular wrestler.
Not cool.
I can't do it.
That is not cool, man. A new wrestler? Not cool. If you want to put in some legacies, whatever, you know.
Oh, they have all the good ones like, you know, the Outsiders, the, you know, Macho Man. The Bushwhackers. They got them bitches.
All right, man. All right.
All right. So
Max, what's got you hot this week?
I guess similar to franchise favorites that are coming back soon, a little further down the line, but I've been following very closely the new Zelda, Breath of the Wild.
Okay.
And the new Resident Evil.
All right.
They showed at E3.
Is that coming out of Wii or the Nexus?
Which one? The Zelda?
Zelda.
That's going to be the Nexus.
The NX. NX. Definitely.
NX.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Nexus or NX?
NX.
Some people call it Nexus. I don't know why, but it's just the N and an X. No, I don't know. It's like GIF. It's like GIF or JIF. You know what I'm saying?
But it's like everything I ever wanted Zelda to do in a game. Open world, fully explorable, different environments, and there's no set order in which you have to do things.
Yeah.
It's kind of more based on exploration, and it's got this crazy physics engine that I've never seen before.
What, like, is this supposed to be?
Well, that's why they didn't come out with the new Zelda on the Wii U, which was very disappointing. That was what they promised.
Yeah, but I'm glad that
that was like the first video they showed when Wii U was coming out, and they never did. And yeah, they did. They did up the engine. It looks amazing.
Yeah, I'm thrilled that they decided not to put it on the Wii U, because now I don't have to buy a Wii U.
And right, because you didn't buy one.
Exactly.
No one bought one, though.
Yeah, but people
hopefully
did.
They pushed this back to 2017, so hopefully it's going to be a launch title with this new system.
Somewhere out there, Novus Redemptor, as I'm saying.
Is it coming out that soon, the NX?
It was announced for 2017.
Really? Next year?
Oh, yeah. It was actually pushed back
they need it.
To 2017.
It
was coming out like immediately? Like, this is done, man.
Yeah, they're like, we are donezo with the Wii.
Toss that shit.
But they are spending a lot more time with it, and it's really cool. Some of the physics stuff that you can do, lighting fires to like create distractions for enemies, pushing boulders down the hills onto
it things. All looks great. Keep in mind, and we'll be talking about this more in the news with a particular game that came out.
I'll move on. Resident Evil. I just want to recommend.
If you haven't seen
that trailer, that thing's bad.
Oh, I have seen the trailer. It looks
went back to
amazing.
One, right?
No, it's Resident Evil 7. It's official continuity. All that.
Really.
But they with a refocus on the horror over the action.
I'm cool with that, because that was what brought me into
they
the first game.
They come back,
you know?
And then they go away, and then they come back, and then they go away.
All they showed...
The last three, not gameplay excluded, were retarded story-wise.
Yeah. Right.
Four was a great game. Five?
Four was
so.
Great, and that beginning scene in four with the, you know, chainsaw...
Yeah, but then they
screwed
up with
five. Or whatever.
Then they put you into five with the same gameplay, but you got a dummy AI following you everywhere.
Yeah, silly.
A hackneyed story. You end up punching a boulder onto Wesker.
I think the worst part about the last three were just the story. The gameplay was a lot of fun.
Yeah, did you play six?
No, I didn't bother. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say the last three.
For six, the gameplay wasn't even that great.
You told me that wasn't any good at one point, and I was like, Pete's not even going to give me like the, you should play
Pete's a Resident Evil dude.
Yeah, it added nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing to anything. It was annoying. The gameplay was broken. They tried to fit way too many mechanics into one game. Every campaign had a different kind of vibe to it, and there were eight fucking campaigns.
We can all name a game in our favorite franchise that was crap.
Yeah, but with Resident Evil, those numbers are getting a little high.
I know.
That's why this new one looks great, because all they showed was you're in a mansion or like a dilapidated kind of cabin-looking place, and something is following you, and you can't tell what it is, and there's creepy mannequins, and it's VR support.
Yeah.
And it looks great.
It does look good.
Real creepy.
Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, which, like I said, we're going to go over in the news, with the Zelda and all the mechanics and stuff, a lot of people who, and to tie in yours, Brian, a lot of people who are pre-ordering on these, oh, look what you're going to be able to do, and then they get the game and they're like, oh, yeah, you can't do it, so sorry.
I want to say the game company is a lot more hush-hush with everything about the game. When we were younger, like, you get like a game magazine, and you read everything about it. You know exactly what you're pretty much getting. Like, maybe not the gameplay itself, but like all the modes and everything. Now it's just like, oh, look, you know, there's this, but there's giving like little glimpses of things.
Well, see, a dude named Peter Molyneux came out with a game named Fable, and he promised the world to everybody with everything.
Yeah, I know you're going to go into it with No Man's Sky, but
No Man's Sky is the game we're going to be talking about in the
news.
That's
a current. Right there in that, right. That mold.
A Monolu-like epic
call it monolithic.
Web of...
Monolithic?
I like it. Anyway, let's talk about something that I am excited about, though. I've been playing the Titanfall 2 beta for the last 2 weekends. Mm. I didn't talk about it last week. Actually, it's an alpha. I get confused.
Did they add a story mode to this one?
They did add a story mode. I haven't been playing that. They don't allow you to play
that. I'm saying, it felt weird to not even have a story mode.
They added
a story
mode. In
fact, if you watch a lot of the trailers and stuff, they're leaning heavy on that story mode now.
They literally have the words flash on the screen, like, guess what? We have a story mode.
Because it was, you know what was the weirdest part about the first game was that, like, there were these characters talking to you.
They talked to each other because they had to scrap it together so fast because Xbox was doing poorly. Xbox One was doing poorly. They needed Titanfall,
so
they scrapped that story
mode. I would have scrapped that aspect of the game. I would have been like, don't have all these characters talk to me and there's, like, this
storyline. They couldn't re-voice the actors, and it wasn't that off-putting to have a squad know each other. Like, it didn't really pull me out of multiplayer. I'm like, all right, they know each other.
I agree, but it's a shame that they rushed that game out so fast, and they just cut the entire story out of it.
Right, well, the whole joy of Titanfall 2 now is, first off, I found this grappling hook is amazing. It's not like the Batman one where you just shoot it and it whips you. It's more slow than that. So if let's say that if I jump off a high building and whip a corner, I can kind of wing around it. You know,
like Spider-Man.
Yeah, like Spider-Man. I'm swinging like Spider-Man. Exactly.
Whip.
They have 3 points that you can play at this point, but obviously I assume they're going to come back with the Capture the Flag and Team Deathmatch and all that shit. But they have Pilot versus Pilot, which is very Call of Duty-ish. It's got no Titans. They have Amped Hardpoint, which they had last time, which is my favorite hardpoint or a domination, you guys would probably know it as, where there's three different points on the map and you have to control it. Mm-hmm. The cool part about the ampedness is that, when you take over one of the bases, you obviously get more points per second, and at the end of a timeline, whoever has more points wins. The ampedness is if you stay in it, it gets to a second tier. So that someone's always defending, and the guy defending finally gets a perk rather than just run around like assholes and try and take everything like that. So an ampedness, let's say a base is 1 point per second, an amped base will be 2 points per second until they have to come in and force me out of that fucking base.
Gotcha.
So it's cool. It adds an element. And, of course,
urgency.
My favorite new mode, which is not entirely new, but it's an amalgamage of two different ones from Titanfall 1, is Bounty Hunt. Bounty Hunt is where pilots face off with each other's teams and NPCs on the board. And you get, you know, there are certain tiers of, I'm not going to get into it, but certain tiers of NPCs that are worth more money, and pilots are worth more money. Let's say you earned $100. I kill you, I get $50. I get half your shit. Mm-hmm. I kill an NPC, NPC Titan, maybe I'll get $300, stuff like that. But the interesting thing is it comes in waves, and at the end of the wave, there are two banks on either side of the board. And I have to make it to that bank. You have to make it to the bank. We have to go to the same banks, though. So if I kill you on the way, I take your bounty. So it becomes madness. It becomes crazy. I'm trying to cash my points in because the points don't count until I cash them in the bank. Mm-hmm. So if you're waiting, like sometimes you die, you have 0 points. You're just waiting by that bank for the wave to end to try and murder somebody. It's really cool. It adds a tactical advantage or a tactical aspect to the game where you're like, oh shit, I gotta get to the bank. Hey everybody, I got 1,000 points in my cash. Protect me now. You know, it's cool. It's a very cool concept. I love the way Titanfall 2 is looking.
People are not gonna protect you if you say that.
No, they're not. save me. No, it doesn't work out, you know. I mean, it's every man for themselves. They wanna get it, but that's how it should work. If we were all playing together, that's how it works.
If you're playing with your friends, then you'd be like, oh yo,
yeah, right now,
what's up, Dan out.
I'm loving everything about the alpha. I can't wait for the game.
So when is the game debut?
2 months, October.
All right,
coming out in October.
Is October 11th?
I don't know. I don't think
it's
going
to be the monster's day ever for a video.
I don't know. Don't quote me on October either. It could be September. I think it's either late September.
That's not 2 months.
Or October.
That's tomorrow.
No. It's either late September or October.
Yeah, they're advertising hard enough that it's soon.
Yeah, yeah. Battlefield 1's coming out too, which
I don't buy the Battlefield games. I don't really.
They went back to World War One.
World War One.
It's awesome. Horses and old school guns and
cavalry.
Stuff. It's dope.
If you,
yeah,
it's one of these things. If I hear
guys complain about the Kaiser,
it's one of these things. If
this old timey chatter alone should be worth it.
If I hear it's good, then I'll pick it up. But
I didn't get a key to the beta this weekend, but I will be watching up videos and I'll talk about it next week.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's an underutilized time period.
It is. World War One.
Nobody talks about
it. It's not the big one, right?
That is, well,
I don't know. What's the nickname?
It was the Great War.
It was the Great War.
Was it? But the big one is World War Two.
I think that was the war to end.
That's the hot one.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So that's what I'm hot for right now. Let's get into some stuff that I wasn't so pleased about. Let's get into the news.
It was my understanding that everyone had heard. Hit the B square!
No Man's Sky is terrible. No, that's, I mean, that's what everyone's saying.
That's what I've been hearing.
Hey, I haven't played it personally. Victor Belmont, friend of the show, guy who should be sitting with us right now, is knee-deep in it. He says he's not that impressed either.
The word on the street is boring.
Well, here's the thing about No Man's Sky. They promised over, what was it, over a million? Did they say a million?
More than millions.
Millions. Millions of planets that you could make and visit, and people could come and visit your planets and whatnot.
Well, the idea was that there were so many planets, each unique in its own way, that even coming across another player was going to be a rare occurrence.
No, it's a jumble. It's a mess. My actual story is Steam is clamping down on No Man's Sky refunds.
Steam or Good Old Games?
Steam. Right. Nothing's on Good Old Games.
Okay.
This is a bad new game, not a good old game.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, Good Old Games is for good old games, bro.
My bad.
Good Old Games is not for bad new games.
Now, how much do you think...
Unclear
it's doing hot thunder on crappynewgames.com.
How much do you think this is an actual bad game versus the internet just caught a bug?
I think that this is exactly what Fable 3 was. I think this was a average game that was hyped to the high heavens by the creators and fell short of what everyone was expecting.
So, what? I never heard of this game. What is it about?
No Man's Sky, you've heard of it. You just haven't heard the name of it. It was a space exploration game where players can make their own planets, and there are also infinite amount of planets.
What's the point of it?
You don't make the planets. You discover the planets.
Yes, yes, yes. But you can mold them once
you're there.
But what's the point of it?
The whole point was just exploration.
Sounds like a Z Factory, bro. Like,
no,
pretty much it.
Looked good.
You get out of your little.
It is a Z Factory. It is a Z Factory. Yeah. You just kick back, pop it on,
go to sleep.
From what I've seen in the videos, you get out of your little nappy ship. Tap, you land on the planet.
Yeah.
You observe some of the weird local wildlife. I saw a T-Rex with bird wings. That was interesting.
I saw it in the first 2 minutes before. Snooze land.
And then somebody shoots a little laser at some rocks and mines them.
I read on a post somewhere that it was the closest thing to being in a sleeper hold.
An interplanetary sleeper hold.
It's like The Martian, but not as
I heard Nate Diaz is actually going to play it next time. Zap out McGregor. No Man's Sky.
For a half hour.
Oh, hit him with the No Man's Sky. Anyway, players have taken bragging, so to speak, about the refunds, saying, hey, I got my money back from No Man's Sky. Hey, I got my money back from No Man's Sky. And Steam's had enough of the bragging. Steam has if you go to Steam right now on their front page, they have a disclaimer. It doesn't mention No Man's Sky particularly, but it does say, hey, everyone, our return policy is 2 hours played or 14 days, and that's that. But players are squeaking by. I mean, they get enough refunds. I imagine if you just sit there and say, oh, my son bought it.
They're cool enough to give you a refund. What video game company's ever done that?
I don't know.
Yeah, seriously.
I bought a ton of whack games, and I've never gotten refunded for them.
Yeah, if it's open, it's yours.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll give you $5 for it, but...
I mean,
leave it to the internet. You know, this is Steam, people online. Leave it to them to just be shitty, I got my money back.
I know. Well, it is case sensitive too. It's not. It's handled by people. Every single refund on Steam, I know for a fact, is handled by an actual person.
That is lame. The company is trying to do right by their fan base,
and they're
being shitty.
No, to be frank, Steam isn't going, oh, sorry, you guys got a shitty game, we feel bad, here's the money back. Steam was just being a regular corporation and going, oh, what's your problem? Oh, all right, so here's your money back, and not realizing. The whole community was saying it sucks.
No,
I'm sure people were calling up and saying, hey, my son bought it or something stupid.
Imagine, though.
Instead, I hate this fucking game.
Bro, they were like, they could have just been like, nah, you bought it.
They could. They could be like, Matt, you bought it. But that opens up a lot of lawsuits for children.
You bought it.
I saw this chart on Reddit that was average usage of No Man's Sky. And it made me feel so bad for the creators of this thing.
Because
you see that day one sales just through the roof. And then the next day just drop off and then drop and drop and drop and drop. That first day, they must have been popping champagne. And we did it.
The next day, they're like, cork it. Somebody take the cork.
We got to return it. We can't afford that kind of debt. Dumb? What are you, nuts guy?
Who's drinking half beers and leaving them around, man? That's not cool. We got to save some pennies.
Gather the cans. We're going to the supermarket.
That's it. Burn it down. Got to get the insurance.
Yeah, this is a case of somebody got it and they're just oh, fuck everyone else.
This was on a physical media, it would have been buried in an Arizona desert by now.
Yeah, I mean,
people have short attention spans, man. They're not trying to virtually fucking explore anything.
No, but this is the thing, and this is the culture of pre-orders too. You know, you got pre-orders with No Man's Sky on big dreams and a big sell, and it fell short.
But what was the best possible scenario for it? You explore planets? Like,
look, man, I mean,
play weirder, more boring things. The Sims was a massive thing.
The Sims is the same shit,
that
dude.
That game is garbage.
I gotta tell somebody to shit now before they shit all over the kitchen floor?
They made four of those fucks.
Yeah.
You know what? I can't say anything bad about that logic.
Remember when somebody dumped 10 copies of Head Coach on me and I couldn't give them away? They're like, oh, you like video games? Here's Head Coach.
Bro, here's Madden, but without the game.
Yeah.
They give you a headset like you could be a real coach.
Yeah, I mean, this is no big... I mean, I'm not saying that this particular game makes them a Monolith type company. Nobody's Peter Monolith. I mean...
But they did... They built expectations pretty high.
Remember Curiosity? Not the Mars rover, but...
The cat?
The concept?
No, it was... No, Monolith's List.
The cat that died of it?
The Tappy Tap game. The Tappy Tap game. Never mind. No. Never mind. I don't even want to get in the Monolith hole.
I don't know what a Tappy Tap game is.
We'll talk about it later, but I don't want to stick that in.
Like
he had an app game that... All right, real quick. I don't have any of the information in front of me for it. And it happened in, like, 2012.
Shooting from the hip here.
Shooting from the hip. Nobody bother me if I get the facts wrong, but I'm about to educate these two. He had a tap game where you just chip away at a block, so to speak. Monolith's block. And in the center, it was supposed to be the world's greatest prize. Or whatever. He said life-changing. That was his quote. Life-changing, if I remember. And everyone would just chip away at it. I mean, like, millions of people were chip, 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 just tapping it. And, eventually, people lost interest. So the company, 21 Cans, his company had to, or is it 22 Cans? I don't remember. 21 Cans, I think.
It's a lot of cans.
Drop bombs. It's more cans than you should keep. But drop bombs on it to help them expedite it. And then some dude in Scotland won, and it was you get to be God in his next game. And you get a small revenue of the profit, but the game did so shittily, they, like, never contacted him. And then Peter Monolith was like, oh, the guy who's in charge of contacting him got fired, and sorry. But, like, it was just like, yeah. So, like, and the app costs money to buy, and you could buy chisels and shit like that. Yeah, you could buy chisels and stuff like that.
Just a sheer amount of wasted time.
But what I'm saying is, like, should they be held accountable for the lies, or is it your fault for not waiting, you know, for the big sites like Iggin and GameSpot and stuff like that to hit you with a review? Where's the problem?
That's why I don't pre-order anything.
I mean, like, if a car commercial came out and said, hey, check it out, you can fly, and it's also a boat, and then you just buy it, and then you're like, wait, this can't fly or be a boat, and they're like, yeah, that's
doesn't tough. Have four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
That'll be.
I'm sorry you trusted Jeff Goldblum on our heads, but we don't care.
No, the flying will come at a later date for an additional charge.
Maybe.
Got by the add-on.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, where does the fault lie? Is it the players? Because I don't pre-order shit anymore.
Well,
I got burnt a couple times, and that's it.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't even mess with DLC anymore.
I got burned this last year.
DLC,
with Call of Duty, I did the DLC because I usually
play. Well, you did the season pass, which is absolutely garbage.
No, but I did. No, I did whatever the I pre-ordered
season
it.
Pass.
Yeah, but I pre-ordered whatever the pre-order was with the DLC with the season pass and all that shit. And this Call of Duty was so lame. I just didn't even buy. I have only the first downloadable content downloaded, and I wasted like a good 15, 20 bucks.
It's crazy, man.
Call of Duty's dead to me too, by the way. I think this last one was wild.
Yeah, I think Battlefield going back and Call of Duty, I think, is going to stick with the future, which is just no good.
I think
Titanfall's killing it.
The bloom
it
is
for
off
me.
The rose with Call of Duty for a lot of people.
I didn't like the multiplayer so much.
Well, they're coming out with the revamped Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Everyone
even
likes
so,
Modern Warfare 2.
I just pop in you know, it's like one of these things. Like, no, just go back to. Yeah, but like they just brought back Gears of War earlier this year. Or was
it wasn't hot. It's like one of those things when you hear like, oh, Girl Meets World is coming out. Cool, I remember Boy Meets World. I guess that'll be cool. And then you just never watch an episode.
Yeah.
You never did it, you know?
Eat a dick, Fuller House.
Yeah, Fuller House. Even Fuller House, I wasn't like, oh, yeah, it's going to be cool.
I was like, really?
All right, maybe that'll lead to a better show that I actually liked coming out.
Definitely needed a second chapter in that.
Yeah, right. I don't know. It could be amazing. I don't know.
Probably not.
No.
Everyone's just like, oh, my God, the oldest sister's sexy now. What happened?
DJ's hot now?
Yeah, she's married to a hockey player. Yeah, she's real good looking. She's the best one looking at one of all of them.
Wait, is she married to a hockey player in the show, or are we going
no,
in real
no,
life?
In real life.
Oh, in real life.
Valerie Bure. Yeah.
You know her name?
No, that's the fucking hockey
name.
That's the hockey player.
Yeah, I should have known
Candy's,
you know his name.
Candice Cameron is her name.
Okay. Candice, you mean?
Candice? Yeah, Candice. Whatever. Whatever, man. She just got hot. Okay. She wasn't hot since I was a kid.
Oh, shit, it's Candice. All right. Anyway,
my brother's Kirk Cameron, right? He's a Jesus freak.
Oh, all right. Let's not
I know,
get into
I know
him,
a lot man. More than I should about it.
Yeah, I saw his video about bananas.
Like, I don't like them. They look like dicks.
He proved the creationism with them.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah.
He just put a banana in between his fucking...
It's like, that's how it's that's created. That's how babies are created.
That's how babies are created, yo. Jesus.
Boom. Banana time. Anyway, Konami has no plans to finish Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain's Mission 51. People who remember The Phantom Pain, which I have played. As a matter of fact, I'm replaying it as we speak. Not literally in the studio, but last night I was replaying it. It's a fun game to ride around, just like any Metal Gear. It's awesome to ride around. It's awesome to sneak around and kill people and stuff like that. The story is fucking crap. You know, the story doesn't make any sense.
None of them do.
But
even the first one that was, I'm sorry, even the second one that was probably the best one that I played.
The second?
With Raiden?
That I played.
That
with
Raiden?
No,
all right,
no,
all right.
It's Metal Gear Solid 2 was the first actual like PlayStation 1.
No,
right?
Metal Gear Solid.
Solid.
But that's not the first Metal Gear Solid, though.
No, it's the first Metal Gear Solid. It's not the first Metal
Gear. Oh, all right, my bad. The first Metal Gear on PS.
Right.
Yeah,
that was one of the best ones I played. And the
of
story
course.
Was kind of like, eh, whatever.
Okay, okay. So here's my take on Metal Gear without, and then we'll come back to this particular story. Metal Gear, when it came out on PlayStation, it was hot. Everybody was into it. Now, we dealt with Psycho Mantis and Sniper Fox.
Ocelot. Sniper Wolf. Revolver Ocelot.
Sniper Wolf. I always call her Sniper Fox.
Because there's
she's
a different
sexy,
Fox character.
Bro.
All right.
And, she's
and they're part of Fox Hound.
Ooh, fucking 10, bro.
All right, Sniper Smoke Show. anyway, we dealt with them, and we dealt with the, this is my theory that I always explain about Metal Gear. We dealt with them, and we dealt with the craziness, and we knew we were jumping into a franchise that had already existed on Nintendo.
Yeah.
So I assumed when I played the first one on PlayStation that I was missing something because
right.
I was jumping into the third
that
game.
That all the wackiness was pre-established.
And then the next one with Raiden.
I was like, what?
When it turned out that my boss was a blob into the White House and like that Asian girl was like touching herself in the corner at the end and Raiden was running around bonkers
dude,
naked and like
we were with each other playing that game and we
yeah.
were like, what?
Yeah,
fuck.
Yeah. We were looking Let's for go. Gas leaks in the house. We were like, something is wrong.
I think I'm having a stroke.
Yeah. That's when I came to realize that Metal Gear doesn't make any sense.
But
so we all love Solid for what it was because it was an amazing it was kind of the first one of the first almost sandbox games I played that gave me a little more choice.
Not to be contradictory
than linear.
But 3 is amazing.
Yeah. Well, they do that. They do that. Metal Gear fucks you like that. They give you a hot one, and then they give you garbage, and then they give you a hot one, and then they give you garbage.
Snake Eater was the shit.
Snake
That's
Eater
one of
was
my
awesome.
Favorite game.
And the story was pretty cool.
Yeah, coherent.
It was like an 80s movie.
It was a Bond movie. It even has like the opening Bond theme.
This one was not a Bond movie. This one was Metal Gear Phantom Pain for people who played it. I would be able to knock someone out, tie a balloon to them. The balloon would take them into space and then land them on my barge where I run my team and they would just be like, oh, I woke up here. I guess I'm on your team now. And that would happen. And anyway, in the, let me punch it up. In the collector's edition, I went to get the names right. In the collector's edition, one of the most important plot points was tied up in a mission called 51 that was scrapped. Mission 51, and we were hoping with the definitive edition that was announced yesterday that we would finally get to play it.
Right.
No. Mm-hmm. Konami came out today on Twitter, said they have no plans on that. So everybody just bombarded their Twitter with, well, why is it a definitive edition if you're not coming out with the end? And Konami has been answering something all day. Like, it was somebody's job to answer just everybody's complaint over and over, the same complaint. Where's Mission 51? What's going on with Mission 51? Do you have any plans for Mission 51? It's a no.
It's like
they're
the
not
White
planning
House.
On it. And
read,
they came out.
Little, and it's just, we don't know what to do without Kojima. Yeah. I don't know. Zombies? You guys like zombies, right?
Right? Zombies are cool.
They're gonna play it out.
Well, look across the street. Resident Evil looks like they're doing all
right. Honestly, like I think you're right on that, man. I used to love zombies. Zombies are my favorite thing, and now it's just like zombies again.
Now it's
like,
what you tack into your game when you're out of ideas.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I know. I almost want to go back to killing robots like the Ninja Turtles. Like,
when
like,
are we just gonna get the dinosaurs?
Guiltless
already?
For killing those foot troopers. But anyway, their official response is the ending of the game is, since it is a prequel, is Metal Gear where it picks up in the future, which is a lame excuse.
So going from big boss to solid?
Yeah, no ending to a prequel now because you know what happens, guys. You know the ending?
Well, not knowing, I know the ending of Phantom Pain.
Mm-hmm.
And that left more questions than...
Well, that was the deal. And 51 was supposed... I don't want to ruin the ending, but 51 was supposed to... Also, I didn't 100% understand the
clarify
ending.
Why Kiefer Sutherland was all of a sudden?
Right.
Because he's like Jack Bauer. He's like the...
No, there's a whole thing in the... I'll tell you. All
you don't even
want to
know.
You,
yeah,
you
maybe
be,
we'll,
but...
we'll do it at the end of the show. Maybe. At the end of the show is where we're just going to talk about bullshit.
No, not going to give tips now?
No, no tips, man. You know what? I have to address that, too. Last week, the last, like, 10 minutes of our show was actually completely cut off, which sucks because it was great. And by great, I mean, nah, not really. I tried to put a tips thing in, and we had some shitty tips, dude. So we're going to go
your own tips, dude.
We're going to go back to Shooting the Breeze, where we're just talking about regular video game things. This week, I'll be talking about Video Games Live. I went to Video Games Live. I loved it. And I guess we'll talk about that as well. Last story I want to talk about, PewDiePie.
PewDiePie,
it was a mess today on his Twitter. His account went from verified to unverified. People went bonkers. He made a couple jokes last week about joining ISIS because somebody said that he joined ISIS, and the internet ran wild. PewDiePie's in ISIS. So he said, oh, I wasn't verified because I joined ISIS. A lot of people took that serious today. People were going absolutely crazy.
People need to relax. His shit's unwatchable.
Yeah.
He's the most watched guy
on
YouTube,
by a wide, wide margin.
Baffles me.
By a wide, wide margin. He's a nice dude.
Yeah, but it like I watch a couple seconds of that. I'm like, this guy's annoying.
Yeah, but in like a nice way. In a world, look, I understand the call of PewDiePie just for the fact that in a world where everybody shits on everything, he rarely shits on people.
That's
like,
true.
Look, man, like we're old, man. It's over for us, but we don't get it.
We're just cynics.
Yeah, bro. Just don't get it.
You know, I mean, like in a world where everybody just craps all over everybody else, he's a nice dude. He's
that's such an old guy. Hey, what a nice boy.
What a
most
nice
listened
guy.
To, most watched guy on YouTube. He's just nice. He's a real nice guy.
But it was a shitstorm today. Everybody's like, oh my God, that ISIS thing was true and what's going on. He came out and said, look, I just didn't want to be verified. I don't know what's into being verified on Twitter, but he says there's a bunch of bullshit and there's no reason
and
for it.
There was just a whole scandal with him where it was revealed he was taking money to get positive reviews.
He was.
So I'm sure people are kind of breathing down.
He was, which I'm totally willing to do if anybody wants to throw that out there.
I'm ready to sell out right now.
Oh yeah, No Man's Sky, I'm looking at you.
Yeah,
you want to turn it around?
Did I say
start right here?
Did I say Z Factory? I meant Z Best.
Give me Z money.
Give me Z money.
Anyway, I just want to throw that out there with PewDiePie. He's fine. He came out in a video saying, I don't know what's going
we don't
on.
Don't worry about PewDiePie with a dirty bomb.
He said his huge stacks of cash consoled him during this incident.
He's cool. That's it for the news. Slow news week. Although we have been having a better time of news during the summer. I remember last summer, it was like, I scraped the bottom of the barrel for the news. At least this summer seems to have a couple hot games.
I think the games are being released a little bit earlier this year.
I think the games are just being generally released over the year. It used to be that the summer was just dead.
Holiday season.
They must have done like a like some data, some research, and been like, there's no real like uptake between like the Christmas season or October or September. People buy games, or they buy games, you know.
I mean, I'm sure there are some data to the contrary, like movies, how movies sometimes do better in the beginning of the summer and around Thanksgiving.
Because if they were to release Captain America, you know, fucking Civil War in January, we all would have saw it. It didn't matter.
I think I think some game companies are sliding into the wanted slots, hoping that we all purchase that game because
here's the difference. When we were kids, we needed our parents to buy these tickets and to buy these video games.
Yeah, but they're still out there.
It obviously was...
There are still kids out there who need the...
But now many of those kids grew up and still play, so you don't need to release it in Christmas to everyone to get the game. You can release it in fucking October or the summer because the people who always play video games are still playing video games, and they're buying the games for their kids and themselves.
The market has never been hotter.
Yeah. Right. Everyone's playing.
You know. Right, right. You can even come out with shitty video games. People yeah, still buying. Pre-order the hell.
Straight up planet exploration video games, bro. Like,
yeah. Straight up snooze fest. And anyway. Pikmin without the cuteness.
But thank you, No Man's Sky, for giving us a news story to talk about in late August.
Yeah, we got a couple terms from it. Z Factory and fucking snooze fest.
All right. So, time to take a test.
This is a test. Pop quiz, hot shot.
A little boss music, please. Oh, yeah.
Lil T, hit that beat.
All right. Last we left off, nobody had beaten the boss.
That got smoked.
You got wiped out pretty quick. Dan made a run of it towards the end, but wasn't quite able to get there.
Definitely the protagonist of our story, me.
Yeah, went down swinging.
Although, a psychic, bro.
The episode before, Brian actually took down the boss.
Yeah.
While you were laying in a smoldering heap.
No one was more shocked than Brian.
He used his special technique of coattail riding to a victory.
It was like...
It's like the slingshot, how the Apollo crew got home. Like, they slingshotted off the gravity of someone else.
It was like when Homer got saved by Moe with the flying fan against Dredrick Tatum. I was like, what, Angel?
Anyway, each of these questions is worth 1, 2, or 3 points. We're going to do a turn-based style. I got 4 categories for you this time. As usual, I got 20 hit points. You guys got 15.
All right.
Here's your categories this week. We have game swords.
Game swords.
Master sword.
We have
1 point.
In-game currency.
In-game currency.
We have robots.
Mm. All right.
And we have mounts.
That's mounts.
Things you can ride in video games.
Sounds dirty.
Yeah, I was worried about
get
that.
Naked.
Hot coffee.
I guess since... Dan lasted longer last time. We'll start with him.
It tends to happen. Let's do mounts.
Mounts.
I'll last even longer.
Throw it in my face even more.
I'll just last longer.
What kind of animal is Kirby's mount, Rick, whose main abilities are to gain traction on slippery surfaces and jump, wall jump and power stomp?
I want to say he's a dinosaur. Haven't played a Kirby game in a minute.
I'm going to just go with Dan because I have never played a Kirby game.
Two dinosaurs. Wrong, it's a giant hamster.
Oh, damn it.
Right,
Kirby. I remember mostly from, what was that, the beat-em-up game?
Kirby?
Smash Brothers.
Smash Brothers. Yeah. That's basically where I got my Kirby.
I haven't played a Kirby.
Heyday Kirby.
Okay.
Probably the best-known animal he rides.
Okay.
Brian, category?
Swords, man.
Swords. The Soul Calibur is a spirit sword of good. What is the name of its evil counterpart?
Soul Calibur, the Demon Blade.
The Demon Blade.
That's a hot one. I'm going to pass, though. I don't know.
You going to block?
I'm not Soul Calibur, dude.
Okay, the evil counterpart is known as the Soul Edge, which is also the name of the first game in that series.
Very unimaginative Soul Calibur.
They're not really opposites. Generally, you like to name, like, you know...
The evil sword? Come on.
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
All right, Dan, back to you.
Let's do... whatever that was, monetary values.
Currency.
Currency.
Monetary values.
Monetary values.
Okay, what game series?
Schmeckles!
What game series has you perform chores and tasks to earn bells to upgrade your home and town?
Bells?
Bells.
No whistles.
Just bells.
Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing.
I'll go with Dan.
Correct.
All right.
Too sweet, bro.
Back to Brian. What are you thinking?
Fuck. All right, let's go swords, man.
Swords.
I'm going to get this Master Chief thing. I'm not my Master
Chief. Master Chief would be wrong.
The demonic sword known as Frostmourne is responsible for the rise of the evil Lich King in what game franchise?
I'm pass on that one.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, both incorrect.
Lich King, bro.
You
rope a dope me.
That's Witch King. This is Lich King, and the game series is World of Warcraft.
Oh.
Or just Warcraft. Actually, I think it's Warcraft 3 or something.
The amount of time.
You can't give it to a noob. All right, Dan, back to you.
What was the one we haven't done yet?
You haven't done robots.
Robots. Let's do robots.
Beep, boop, boop, beep.
Liberty Prime is a massive robotic death machine known to say phrases like, communism is a lie and democracy is non-negotiable. What game series does it appear in? Liberty Prime.
Homefront?
Homefront. I want to say Contra.
Contra. Both incorrect. Fallout.
You are fucking killing us. Remember that one where he smoked us? I already got one right, but remember when he smoked us?
At least there's never been one we never got one right.
I think there was.
Nah. Not one.
Anyway.
Back to you, bro.
I'm going to get a stat master sword, bro.
All
right. I threw you a curveball with the master sword question, so here we go. What game in the Zelda series introduces you to Fi, a spirit who resides within the master sword?
Man, this is not a sword question, man. This is totally a fucking Zelda question. All right.
It's the origins of the master sword. There's a hint.
Majora's Mask.
Majora's Mask.
Yeah. Majora's
Mask. Both of you Majora's?
Yeah.
Incorrect. Skyward Sword. It's got sword right there in the title.
Didn't even know it was a game, to be honest with you.
Skyward Sword?
I've given up on Nintendo.
Oh, I played all of them.
You guys are getting your asses handed to you. Back to
it's been, it, but just like, you know what? Damn you, NX, because it's been a while that I've gotten into the Zelda world, so to speak. Let's do currencies.
Back to currencies.
Schmeckles!
In Fallout, back to Fallout.
Mm-hmm.
The bottle caps of what fictional soda brand are the main currency?
I agree with Dan.
Nuka-Cola.
Nuka-Cola, both of you?
Yeah. I agree with Dan, yes.
Are you sure that wasn't Mounts? Because Brian's really riding me on this.
Nuka-Cola is correct.
What if I got two questions right out of eight? Like, fucking suck a dick.
Shame that's a one-point question.
Yeah,
but you
that's
got
an
it.
Eight. Well, it's an easy one.
All right, well, I'm giving up on swords. Swords is too tough. Mounts.
Mounts. Let me find Mounts. Here's Mounts. What gaming legend has had animal mounts such as Rambi the Rhino, Expresso the Ostrich, and Ongard the Swordfish?
Donkey Kong?
You going Donkey Kong?
Yeah, Donkey Kong.
Definitely. Donkey Kong?
Definitely.
Correct.
I was like, fuck it, if it's Diddy Kong, I'm just quit.
Oh, I mean, it could have been Diddy, I guess.
I would have given it to you.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck you, Kazooie.
It's more about the game in general.
I getcha.
Dan, back to you.
Currencies.
Currencies.
Schmeckles!
In what series do you
collect... I'm going to cut all that out.
I hope you do.
I wish Schmeckles was an answer. It would have had some payoff. In what series do you collect money, spelled M-U-N-N-Y, that comes in orbs? And a small orb is 5, a medium is, a small orb is 1 money, 5 for a medium, and 20 for a large.
This is like Abe's Odyssey or some shit, bro.
No, it's not. I played it. M-U-N-Y.
M-U-N-N-Y.
M-U-N-N-Y.
Pass. Pass.
Pass.
Damn.
I know it.
Brian?
Orbs, orb value,
just that's money.
I'm gonna say Abe's Odd World, man.
That's not Abe's Odd World.
Correct answer is Kingdom Hearts.
See,
you
that's
got
how I knew it. That's how I knew
dummy.
It.
I was supposed to piggyback on that one.
I knew it. And I even wanted to say it's a Square Enix game, but whatever.
Yeah, back to Brian.
I'm getting mounts, baby. That was my shit.
Okay, mounts. In what game does a horse named Agro bravely save the hero by sacrificing himself on a collapsing bridge?
Titans of the Colossus? Or Titan, you know what game I'm talking about?
If you're going to use that as your answer, you at least got to get the title right.
Shadows of the Colossus.
You're going Shadows of the Colossus.
Yes.
Okay, Dan.
I played this game too. I remember that horse.
Am I wrong?
I'll go with them.
You both going Shadows?
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah,
correct answer.
I'm trying to remember.
Shot in the dark. I got the mount. Yeah. Mount's my shit. Because I'm riding Dan to victory, bro.
That was the game.
Bro, and I'm a sidekick, too. So.
All right, Dan?
Yeah.
Category?
Currency.
Back to currencies.
But BT Dub, I was also going to get annoyed at you if you made me like really get that answer correct and it was the wrong answer anyway. You're like, I'm just a stickler over here. Like.
Yeah.
It's always hard to play that without giving it
how
away.
How do you spell it? How do you spell it? Use it in a sentence. No, you're wrong.
All right, Dan.
No, you're wrong.
Currency question. In the Zelda series, how much is a purple rupee worth?
It's a lot of dough. It's a lot of dough. Let's go 100 rupees.
100?
100?
Yeah.
That's a diamond, I think, right?
No, they're all different color rupees.
Oh, they're all rupees?
I think purpees. Purple's like...
I'll go with Dan.
A purpy.
A purpy.
Is it 100?
50.
50. Damn.
What's 100?
I think it's like a gold. I know, like a blue is 5.
Mm-hmm.
A green is 1.
Green is nothing. Red goes like 25, maybe. I don't remember.
Red's probably 20.
And I remember getting excited about a purpy.
Well, they're rare.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in most of the major console versions.
Right. Mm.
So, Brian, we're back to you.
Mounce, baby.
Back to mounce.
See me rolling.
Another Zelda one. In The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, we're introduced to Link's horse, Epona. What is the name of the ranch where you acquire her?
I pass.
That's smart.
Yeah, I pass also. See, these questions, you're hurting me, man, because you could have just been like, what's the name of the horse? I would have been like, oh, Epona. I know that.
I want to go a little harder.
I got you.
Than
I got you, man.
If I ever have to make a quiz, it's going to be all about sports and shit.
What was the name of the ranch, Pete?
Lon Lon Ranch.
No, I don't remember that.
These are questions that come off the dome, so like
that's true.
I mean, to tricky him up a little bit.
Let's do. There's no way you didn't look that one up.
Lon Lon Ranch.
Yeah.
Don't question me on.
Stop
that,
it. Stop Lon Lon Ranch. That's where you're embarrassing yourself.
That's where you get your Lon Lon milk.
So many people rolling their eyes.
Like, no. I can tell you everyone who worked there, Malin, Talon, Mario and Luigi respectively.
All right.
Did they work there?
Well, they were
they had
their names, but
NPCs with
same outfits.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a living.
All right. I guess when you're plumber, you got to go where you got to go. Let's do currencies.
By the way, is there a fourth category?
Yeah.
It's currencies.
You haven't done
swords,
robots.
Oh, let's do robots.
We've done one robot.
Yeah,
that robot was
nobody you want to meet.
Yeah.
That was a rough robot.
All right.
T-1000. Mm.
What robotic sidekick acts as the protagonist's backpack part of the time and occasionally uses his size-shifting abilities to bash enemies himself?
I wanted to say Banjo-Kazooie because he said sidekick in a backpack, but it is not. I'm going to go with... I always get him confused. Is it Dex there?
Was it Jack and Dexter?
It's either Clank or Dexter.
Ratchet and Clank?
Or Jack and Dexter. They're both the
Ratchet,
same fucker.
Ratchet and Clank sounds like the deal.
All right. Let's do Clank.
You doing Clank?
Yeah, let's do Clank.
You following
Clank.
Him on that?
Mm-hmm.
Clank.
All right, yeah! Let's take him down.
Yeah, bro.
All right.
Both of you are very dangerously close to losing. Brian, you're 3 points.
Losing? I was doing all
right. We just got it right.
Yeah,
but you have to get a certain amount right.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We got most of them wrong. So.
Yeah. And Dan, you're 3 points away from losing. Brian, you're 2 points away from losing.
All right.
So use those blocks wisely.
Mounts. Actually, you know what? Robots.
Back to robots.
Beep, boop, boop, beep.
All right. Let's. I'm going to pick one for you. How's that?
Hopefully it's...
These are all going to
fuck. Give me a 1 point.
We'll just go in order.
You're threatening me, son.
We're going to go in order. HK-47 is a human-hating droid who calls his human companions... Meatbags in what Star Wars game?
Oh my goodness. Okay, let's. Shadows of the Empire.
Let's do Knights of the Old Republic.
That's correct, Dan.
Yeah.
Brian, you're.
That, just so you know, whenever there's a Star Wars question, the answer is always Knights of the Old Republic. It was an amazing game. People like talking about it.
Brian, you're.
So was Shadows of the Republic.
Shadows of
that
the
wasn't
Empire.
A game.
Oh, Shadows of the Empire, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, Brian, you're eliminated.
I'm gone?
That was a 3-point question?
That's a tough question.
Shh. I didn't know you were shooting from the 3-point line.
He only had 2 points to begin with.
Yo.
Oh, yeah.
To be fair, in general, can you tell me what percentage the question is?
I could do that.
Oh, far. Yeah. All right.
I might have just been like.
You're right. You're right. You sounded pretty confident, though. Anyway.
I would have been like,
There is a robot companion in that, but his name escapes me because he wasn't really
nah.
a part of it.
I don't remember.
Anyway, HK-47 is kind of like a big character in that game.
Was he a GoBot?
Let's do...
A GoBot?
Currencies. He wasn't a GoBot.
He was not a GoBot. All right, final currency question.
Okay.
What game series created by Will Wright and developed by Maxis uses simoleons as their currency?
The Sims.
Correct. for two.
Get him!
Get it. Get it.
All right, Currencies is dead.
Damn, eaten, son.
What do you want next?
Swords.
Swords.
No, don't go swords, bro.
What else do I have? Currency has been spanking me.
Robots, son.
All right, you have some chances here.
All right, swords.
Let's try this
I'm not good with swords. I'm always like, let me grab my trusty sword here. Like, I never care.
Bro, if this is the master sword, I'm walking out.
It won't be the answer. Anyway.
The 8-foot-long Masamune is a terrifying weapon that only what video game villain is able to wield?
Sephiroth.
Sephiroth is correct.
But sometimes that shit is like 3 blocks long.
For a point.
That's the one I knew, man.
Sephiroth? You knew that one?
Oh, yeah, because you had that shit at Halloween,
no,
bro.
I had,
you dressed
I was
up as
Cloud.
He had a bus
Cloud.
I was still going to say that fucking...
You're still going to say Sephiroth?
All right, what do you want?
Maybe we'll throw those up on the Twitter, the pictures of me as Cloud.
That's a good costume.
Mm-hmm. It was a good costume.
Your Assassin's Creed 2 years ago was pretty good, too.
That's more than 2 years ago.
Was it two?
That was whenever two came out.
I don't know.
Was Ezio.
Yeah, that was when you did Dexter.
Oh, yeah, I did Dexter. Murder Dexter, not Jack and Dexter.
Whatever.
Nobody's doing that game.
It wasn't Dexter sitting in a fucking, like, lumberjack outfit in a room, bro.
Yeah, but there's no reason for me to throw that up on the Twitter. Why am I just going to throw, hey, guys, I was Dexter one Halloween, and I made a murder room.
Through a really disappointing party.
We could play ping pong. All right. Let's do swords again.
Swords again.
Oh, you just...
What?
So hard, dude.
I just did it.
He just got one
time, bro.
Two more sword questions. This one's worth 2 points. The high-frequency blade is a vibrating sword that can cut through the hull of a Metal Gear and is wielded by what cybernetic ninja?
Raiden.
Raiden is correct.
Boom.
What, you give the fucking halfway decent ones?
I was sandbagging you, son. I wanted to get you off my back.
You guys weren't picking swords.
I picked swords like 3 straight times.
Robots.
Yeah, and they just happened to be the 3-point questions.
Robots.
Robots. Okay, this is a 2-pointer as well. What robot's original 1985 game involved him escaping an underground bomb factory and being granted a wish to become a real human?
Gyromite.
Bomberman.
Bomberman is correct.
85? Down since 85?
Yeah, 85. Down since 85.
That's like pretty much since the dawn of NES.
Planet Bomber.
Didn't realize that.
Yeah. Let's do robots again.
Okay, final...
Am I in striking distance of murdering the boss now?
Yeah, you are. You're 6 points off, which it can be two questions.
That is rough.
All right, what... 2-pointer again.
All right.
What robot in the Mega Man X series was originally a good guy, a maverick hunter, before becoming the series antagonist, known for fighting with a lightsaber and Wolverine claws?
What's that fucker's name? Sorry.
Don't look at me,
I don't remember his name. I don't want to bore anybody.
All right, you got a block on that one.
Oh,
Sigma.
Oh, okay. I was going to go zero, so good.
That's a better move there.
Let's do swords. Let's do swords. Let's go back to my roots.
All right, final one. This is a 3-pointer.
Master sword.
The Hone Edge is a living sword that can evolve into a Dublade or Aegis Slash in what Nintendo series?
No More Heroes.
Sorry.
What?
You just lost.
Well, it's not No More Heroes?
No, the Hone Edge is a Pokemon.
He's a sword?
It's a Pokemon? Sword.
I don't remember that at all.
What about that shit in Roger Rabbit that was singing?
Well, I'm a Pokemon dude, too. What is that?
This is, I guess, new generation.
That's got to be super new generation.
Hone Edge.
So is
evolves
done?
Into Double
Yeah,
Aid.
Done.
Anyway, good run. I think
it was. I had a good rallying at the end.
Yeah, he could have. If you got that one and this one, God of War gave Kratos what legendary mount in the form of what mythological creature?
Did he ride a Cyclops?
No. He rode a Pegasus.
Oh, all right. I mean, no, you know what? He did ride a Cyclops for a while he was murdering.
While he was tearing its eyeball out of
his head.
Tearing it.
All right. Alright, good quiz. Good quiz.
You had a good run at the end.
That's a good quiz for people who really, really know their shit. You know, you said that sometimes you come out with an easy one for us. What generally happens for people who haven't listened to the backlog of the show is that Max will come out with one that absolutely spanks us and then it'll pull back on the reins a little bit.
It depends on the categories a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
And
sometimes you get it. It's just like Jeopardy. You get a category that you don't know and you don't know.
Eventually, I'm going on the Geek Dig podcast to play their video game Jeopardy. So this is also I'm warming up.
Maybe we'll come out with like a skit for you to play before, like training or something. We used to do skits on the show all the time.
You do the Rocky theme?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd
be
good.
Massasaur.
Yeah, all right. We'll do
it. Where was the Massasaur, Pete? What
the? You missed it. It was Fee.
Yeah, Fee.
Skyward Sword.
Damn it.
That's the game.
From the La La Ranch.
From the La La Ranch.
From the La La Ranch? That bitch from MTV?
Don't act like I don't know every fucking location in that goddamn game. I play that thing to death. I
got anyway.
The Biggeron sword.
The eyes rolled.
As a lot of people know on the show, the first of the month means that we are opening my loot gaming box. I have brought it with me in the studio, and we're going to go through it together. So this is What's in the Box.
Mystery box could be anything.
If we're special, so take off the towel.
Take a look inside.
Oh, what's in the box?
All right, there's a lot of arcade, but you know, there's
Dick in a box.
I really like that. That was good.
There's the arcade box, and there's a bunch of other ones. I go for the loot crate gaming. Loot gaming generally has my stuff.
Right.
I also have I also subscribe to Loot Crate, which sometimes it's a hit, sometimes it's a miss. You know, every once in a while, Loot Gaming generally has shit I like. So let's open the box.
Is this the first time you're opening it?
No. I took a peek. I'm wearing a hat. So this week or this month is Human versus Machine. It's Mecha. And opening the box right now, I have Cliffy B. Came out with Left Epic, as we all know, a while ago. They came out with Boss Key Studios, and their first game is going to be Lawbreakers, which is this hat. It says Lawbreakers on the back. It's black. It's got a red bill.
Yeah, but it's not one of those stretchy hats. It's like a fucking...
It's a snap.
Yeah,
it's a snap.
I hate snap hats.
Loot Gaming comes out with hats all the time. I got a Team Fortress hat about 2 months ago. I like the hat. I love getting the hat in mail. The logo on it, the smiley face with a little blood on it, seen it a lot.
I've
you know,
like
seen
suicide,
it a lot.
Suicide Squad,
Watchmen was obviously. I'm not in love with the logo. Bosky Studios does seem pretty cool. I'm in love with the way the game looks, so I'm wearing the hat because I didn't get to play the beta again, but plenty of people did. There was a lot of feedback on Lawbreakers. Lawbreakers looks like a great, great multiplayer game, but it's an arena fighting game. It looks great. I'm excited about the hat.
What's next?
Next, I got the main protagonist from Deus Ex, Mankind Evolved.
Deus
Ex. Sorry, that just came out this month. It is...
What's it? Adam something, right? Isn't it?
I forget the guy's name. Oh. I haven't purchased the game yet, but I have checked it out. It's basically a human...
Kevin Smith, yo.
Yeah. That's what he looks like. I mean, like, you know, it's very...
it's like a chippy.
Generic is look, it's cool. I'm going to...
Kevin Smith was in The Matrix.
Yeah. I'm going to put this on the shelf until I play the game. The game, it looks cool. It's about humans enhancing themselves. He's got to sneak into various spots. I've watched it on Twitch a little bit, deciding if I'm going to buy it. I am going to buy it. It looks a lot like Arkham, to which I'm saying that because you can look through the walls and you can see the guy's skeletons, which is predominantly what people play as.
Yeah, but it's people with the cybernetic enhance.
You can enhance. So it makes a little more sense than when Batman does it.
Well, yeah, Deus Ex means God. Deus Ex Machina, God in the Machine.
Yeah. I didn't know that, but so the story of this particular game, anyone who is interested, is that we have enhanced ourselves, and then it's actually started going down, where people started looking down upon the humans who enhance themselves, and they're being rounded up.
Class
so this guy's
warfare.
Kind of fighting
they
back.
They got
a
whole
bit.
Series of games, the Deus Ex games. I've
right.
never played them though.
No, I haven't either. But
maybe
the new one's out,
new
and it comes with a shirt too.
Okay, Loot Crate Gaming always comes with a shirt.
Nice.
Always. That's the one staple of the show.
What does that cost crate. A month, by the way?
$20.
It's pretty much the same shit as the...
Yeah, but it's specialized.
Yeah, but it's specialized to gaming, so I don't get a Doctor Who thing, which is great, but I don't really watch Doctor Who.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. This one's for Destiny. Destiny's a cool game. I played it. I don't currently play it. A lot of people still play it.
Is that a play on that Lou shirt?
Not so much. I know the one you're talking about with the...
It looks
the
like
Cornetto
a play
trilogy?
On
yeah,
the
Cornetto
yeah.
trilogy. Yeah,
it looks like a play on the original Ninja Turtles, almost. You know, where they you could choose the slot.
It's a cool design.
It's a red, yellow, and blue slot after the different types of players you can play as. I stopped playing Destiny. I know it's got a big following. It's cool that they came out with this shirt. It's a lot better than last month when they came out with the Far Cry Primal shirt, which was generally a flop. I mean,
yeah, that game was,
you know, it was all right. I'm happy about Destiny. I don't know if Destiny has reached the iconic status, like where if you get a Link shirt, you're like, oh, cool, it's Link, you know?
Yeah.
It's right in the spot where it hasn't reached the iconic level, and it's not exactly brand new. So I will be wearing the shirt because I like the game. I don't play it anymore. But
I'm not saying that Destiny's not usually popular, but it's not iconic.
Not iconic. No. If you had Master Chief, iconic.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
But you know what? Any of these Loot Crate shirts, they're great if you are just hanging around the house or going to the gym or doing something, you know, generally exactly. that you're going to mess them up a little bit.
Two months ago, I got a Street Fighter one that I wear.
Take it to the gym or the, you know, yoga or whatever.
Yeah. So we're going in. We got three more things. Of course, every Loot Crate comes with a pin. I got a pin. It's a hand that's half a machine, half human. Whatever. Bro, I put them on my lanyard.
Faceless man.
Yeah, it looks very much like that.
Valar Morghulis.
Yeah.
Valar Dohaeris.
It's cool. Last two things are the actual things that I like the most, besides the hat. I enjoy that. I got this big iron on of a Big Daddy.
I like that.
Yeah, it's about, what would you say?
It's actually really cool.
Six or even seven inches tall.
It's big.
Very big. I can make that entire sweater or whatever.
No.
I mean, like on the back or something. Like, it wouldn't look stupid, like a little tiny pin or something like that. It's too big to just put on the left pocket of my, like, my shit.
You know what? You do bring up a good point. It is a little awkwardly sized. It's not big enough to be like the front of a shirt, and it's not small enough to be like a pin.
It's like a bag.
That's
or
a shoulder.
Like a, yeah, yeah.
Or a bag.
Or a computer bag or something like this. And this was what I was most excited about, an Iron Cast Claptrap
bottle opener
with a magnet on the back from
awesome.
Borderlands.
That's
yeah,
great.
This was really cool. It's actually a pretty big size. It's, 6 inches?
It's got a good weight to it. It's
got
metal.
A good weight to it. It's metal. It's a Claptrap.
It's Claptrap.
I brought it here, but it's been sitting on my...
Is it magnetic, too?
Yeah, it's magnetic. So it's been sitting on my fridge for a little bit. Claptrap is metal,
so
obviously
it looks
dope.
That is the best thing so far, because that's...
That's my favorite thing. That's the last thing, too. That was my favorite
arms
thing.
Arms crossed and everything? Mm-hmm.
That was my favorite
hands
thing.
Hands on the hips?
And I knew that game.
And that's what I love about Loot Gaming is that they come out with an exclusive thing. Like, I could probably find that Destiny shirt if I really felt like it from somewhere else. Even though the t-shirts are supposed to be exclusive, that they are, but I could probably find something very similar. If I went on the Lawbreakers website, I'm sure I could find a Lawbreakers hat with their logo. But they do come out with stuff. You're not going to find that bottle opener somewhere.
No, that's
yeah, that's
really
just
cool.
Like pretty cool.
That's by far the best thing in that box.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, like, and the value of it. Like, I look at the t-shirt, I look at the stuff. Definitely worth $20. Definitely worth $20.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, the bottle opener alone is worth like a good like $7-8. I would pay for that.
I would go
it's
out of
heavy,
my way.
It's heavy. It's big. Mm-hmm. It's metal. It's
I'd go out of my way to find a place for that patch.
Yeah,
The patch is like $1 or $2, but the shirt and the hat, like right there, that's a good $15.
Yeah,
for anywhere else, you know.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so that was what's in the box. Next, we're going to answer our last question of the week, and we're going to go into a new question of the week, and then we're going to get the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then Shooting the Breeze. I forgot that's about.
Shooting the Breeze.
Anyway, last week I asked, there's been a couple team-ups, so to speak, of different game franchises. I wanted to know what everybody's thoughts were on what could maybe save a game or even what would be just kind of cool to see two games mesh, which ones would go well together, and so to speak. That got cut off.
Yeah, I went back to find out, refresh my memory of what the question was. And
that got cut off, so I'm not too upset that there were no responses to it, but I have an answer. Did you guys have any answers for it?
It'd be kind of cool to see Gears of War and Quake, because it's like the same you know, company, more or less, and the same engine, and go back to its roots and go, you know, to see all the, because they're all jacked up characters and stuff like that, and this is, you know, brutal world. You know, maybe just like a, almost like an evolution of how it made. You know,
how would it go, though? Like,
It'd be great if the Quake guys is
multiplayer? Like Quake?
Yeah.
I don't mean multiplayer. I meant like a large, expansive world, or?
No. Just a straight up, like, you know, basically like a tunnel, like a game, like, you know, you go here, just like Gears of War.
Like Gears. More like Gears than Quake.
Well, Quake is like kind of open level.
You know what? I wasn't a big Quake guy, but you throw the Gears guys into Doom, and now I'm listening.
You might have a better chance.
Gears got fucking Delta Squad goes to hell.
Hell be in trouble, bro. The fucking guys are killers.
Exactly. That'd be awesome. Chainsaw Cyber Demon.
He's just Chainsaw Satan.
And
right
they
now.
Get Dom back. You know,
Dom, that's the story.
Dom's running it. He's the last bad guy.
Yeah.
He likes it there. Mm-hmm. He's got Maria with him.
Yeah, man. I'm cool with that.
All right, I like it. Max, you got one? I know.
There was a fan-made game a while back that I would like to see. It was Capcom. Mega Man vs. Street Fighter.
Oh.
And it was...
Well, Mega Man has appeared in the Capcom fighting games.
Yeah, but this one in the Mega Man world, where instead of the eight
Cut
robot...
Man and everybody?
Hadoukens! Hadoukens! It's just like, that's what you shoot.
Instead of the eight robot masters that you gotta take down, you take down each of the Street Fighters and you get one of their special moves each time you beat
Sonic
them.
Kick.
Wow, I like that, man.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Wow.
I would like to see that as a, I don't know...
Like an actual game?
Console release.
Wow, I love it.
That'd be fun. All
right, so... My idea was a game that amalgams a couple characters, maybe Crash Bandicoot, Aero the Acrobat, Gex, Conkers, and I called it The Forgotten.
You put Gex in there?
It's called The Forgotten. Oh, it's so about video game characters who are just sitting around doing nothing.
Bubsy's running around?
Bubsy could be in there. Maybe it could be
Gex,
like...
Gex the Gecko?
Croc?
Maybe it could be like...
Banjo and Kazooie?
Maximum Carnage, where you can call in weirder dudes. No, Banjo Kazooie is actually still alive and kicking, but...
No, they're not.
On the 64.
They're not kicking, but they're alive.
That's because the Wii's living in 1996, bro.
Right.
Rare
right.
doesn't even have Banjo.
But maybe we could play it like a Maximum Carnage, where you can even add... not a side-scroller fighter, but you can add in little boxes where people help you out. Maybe Bonk comes in, smacks somebody in the face. So
old
I think,
platformer guy.
Yeah, I think you could really get a game moving like that if you just brought... Like, if you came back with an Aero the Acrobat or a Rystar, so to speak. Yeah, you're not going to get any love. But if you came back with all of them as a Suicide Squad type mission...
Well, how would it play like a Kingdom Hearts where you keep encountering all these characters as you go along in your story?
That'd be a great idea. My idea was each level was a different... they were trying to be relevant. So like you almost enter like a Call of Duty type world with these characters and then it's just bananas. So the next level...
You should do like every board is like... Let's say there's an Earthworm Jim board. You beat him and then now he's part of your crew. Then you go on to the next level.
I was going to bring the crew into modern games. Like,
if anything.
Like a Gears of War type level.
Well, no,
or
you work out through the history of gaming. So like make the board semi-short where it's mostly about the boss characters.
Of course.
And you basically, every Mega Man, you earn each ability. Bandicoot's got like that.
Mega Man's nowhere near the Forgotten.
No, but I'm saying like Mega Man, like, you gain each ability. Like, oh, you gain Bandicoot. Now he's got the Oomba ability, right? And, you know,
Bandicoot's coming back.
You go through
video
games from the 90s to today. Like eventually, like the last games would be like the today's you know, brand.
Like a history of gaming.
If anything, though, this sounds like a kick-ass sequel to Wreck-It Ralph.
I would like it. Maybe even a 2D only black and white Tiger handheld dude in there. In the mix. Yeah. Like just ding, 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 ding. Yeah, that was my idea. We don't have any listener ideas. I don't think anyone heard it. So
nope.
I can't blame them, even though we probably wouldn't get any.
No.
Anyway. So that just leaves the question of the week this week. Pause it for a second. Does anyone have a good... All right, so the new question of the week that I want everyone to answer on Twitter and on Facebook, I'll throw it out there. Give us the answers, and as always, I'll read them on the show. What game out of all the Forgotten Heroes deserves a reboot, and how would you reboot it? Would it be gritty? Would it be cool? It can't just be a remake because those are boring.
Oh, like how they did Bomberman on the Xbox where he looked like a Terminator?
Yeah, Pete, we discussed that off air.
He played you.
I'm sorry.
I'm just
that's like an inside joke.
You're like Joe Pesci when there was no fucking, you know, he wasn't getting made. He's like, oh no.
It's an inside joke. I'm sorry. So,
Tommy, he didn't make it.
How would you like it? How would you like it to be remade? The more detailed, the better, and we'll read every one of them on air, even if I got to be here all night. All right. All right. Hit us up, as always, on VGX3 Radio on Twitter. That's our handle. And VGX3 for VG Times 3 on Facebook. Any questions you have, or if you want to be on the show, that'd be awesome. We Skype anybody in. And, stay tuned after the music for a little Shooting the Breeze where we just talk about random shit that I want to sandwich in at the end. I don't want to bore anybody in the beginning. So thanks for playing, everybody. All right, anyway, you were asking before the show about video games live.
Yeah. No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
You just said you wanted to talk about it.
No, stop it. You knew he was. No, stop. You got played. You got played.
You ain't getting no friends in Pete for that last setup, bro.
Oh. Anyway.
So tell us about that.
Pete helped me with the question of the week before the show, or during the break. And
you fucked him over.
Anyway, the Video Games Live was awesome, man. They have little skits in between each song, and there's little skits like the GTA guy running around Mario World or something like that. It's fun. It was a very intimate show where I was. There was only like maybe 300 people, and they have played for stadiums and stadiums in China. So I mean, and here. But
easily amused. In
China. Yeah. It was. I mean, like, you know, they don't have as much around them as we do. But it was a great time, and I highly recommend Video Games Live. Even the soundtracks. I mean, even just the CDs. I owned the CDs before.
Yeah, I got the albums.
Yeah, it was great.
They're cool.
They have a bunch.
That does the.
Oh yeah, full orchestra.
Do they keep the orchestra? And they move town to town, or is it just like they?
No. They kind of hire new people. The same woman, I want to say their names, but I don't know their names off the top of my head, but the same woman who does, she does an awesome time on almost every instrument, and she sings quite well.
That blue chick from The Fifth Element?
No, it's not her. She was great, too, but... and the orchestra leader, so to speak, is always the same, as well as the main curator, who plays the electric guitar amazingly. But the rest of them are kind of like fill-ins and stuff like that. But they have a full choir, too, for any video games. I couldn't, off the top of my head, remember how many video games had choirs to them, but they, I guess
well,
a lot
they throw
of them,
them
did.
In. Like, you listen to that Zelda one.
Worms.
The new Worms came out this month, too.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, new Worms came out this
I don't
month.
I know if that counts as soundtrack.
We should
Bro,
be playing.
There's a choir.
We should be playing new Worms.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Is it 3D or is it just regular?
No, it's regular side scroll, but they made it like almost like hand drawn this time. It looks
yeah,
pretty
I saw the art
cool.
style.
Worms
cool.
is possibly in my top five multiplayer games.
I love
time.
It, man.
There's the best
we
shit.
We need
talking.
Novus back, man. If you're listening, Novus, and I know you are because you love us.
Got that limp ass Worms, son.
Novus Redemptor, our old show buddy who went off and started doing his own metal show. He contacted me recently about swapping commercials.
Yeah, he does the Shred Shack.
Yeah, I'm going to try and swap commercials with him. I hit him back. He didn't hit me back. I guess I took a couple days to hit him back, and now he's all butthurt, so he's going to take a couple days to hit me back like his
yeah,
Twitch
get over
on
you.
Twitter.
Get over
I mean, on Tinder.
Get over you, tight little boner.
Yeah. Just hit us back, damn it. Like, I'm sorry I took an ample time to hit you back, but we will switch commercials. Hopefully we can get him Skyped in, because he was always a good time to shit on, I guess. It's good. What else were we talking about before the show where I said we'd talk about it on, weren't we talking about
what
something?
What am I, a memory jog, bro? What the fuck?
I don't know. No, I thought you had something.
Me?
Is that it? Is that all we're discussing?
That fucking planet exploration game sounded like a snooze. You said you're like, oh man, they promised
No Man's
you so much.
Sky.
What the fuck
we
did they promise
me and Pete were excited about it for like two fucking
for
years.
What? They delivered. You could. Fucking
they made
see
it seem like I was almost building a spaceship here and just going out into the universe.
Okay,
and
but even if you did do that, you made your own spaceship and you went out. You're like still just
a lot.
No,
of those...
because you claim home on a planet and then you make the planet your home. Like I can name it like Hotline Bling,
bro,
the
that's
planet,
a Facebook
and just
game,
build
dude.
Drake stuff. And
that's like... a fucking Facebook game. It's like your farm.
No, Wikipedia is coming out.
There was
that.
A lot of like seeming like there would be more interaction to it.
Yo.
Like that you could build entire civilizations.
Yo.
I would build a civilization,
yo, read between
charge
the lines
people
and
rent.
You got fucked. Okay.
Yeah, that's yeah. I let my imagination
I
run
didn't
wild.
Pay for shit.
Yeah, yeah. I let my imagination
not
run
you
wild
two, but in general, y'all read between the lines, you got
no,
fucked.
No, I know.
Okay.
I know. All right.
Don't believe the hype.
Let's wrap it up. That's about it for our special Shootin' the Breeze feature, and we're done for this week. Thanks for playing.